الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام والأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء المرسلين والشفع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة. Dear brothers and sisters, حياكم الله with this new session of the proverb Islamic belief or creed. ولا زلنا مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. And we are still with the book of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, which is titled by The Virtue of Islam. وَلَا زِلْنَا مَعَ الْبَابِ الْعَاشِرِ مِنْهُ بَابٌ قَالَ أَنْفَصْلٌ مُخْتَصَرٌ فِي بَيَانِ مَعْنَى الْحَدِيثِ. And we are still with the chapter number 10 of it, which is titled by the chapter of which contains the summarization of the explanation of the hadith. وَقُلْنَا أَنَّهُ حَدِيثُ أَنَسْ حَدِيثُ أَنَسْ. And we said that it is the hadith of Anas ibn Malik رضي الله تعالى عنه في مسألة حجب التوبة عن صاحب البدعة. In regard to the issue of the of that the tawbah, the repentance is prevented from the one who is abun bid'ah. قال رحمه الله تعالى, he said, may Allah ta'ala be merciful with him. وقد سئل الإمام أحمد فيما نقله السفاريني في لوامع الأنوار عن معنى هذا الحديث, فقال لا يوفق, يعني السفاريني لا يوفق ولا ييسر صاحب بدعة لتوبة. قال قلت وهذا هو المعنى لما جاء في ذلك من الأحاديث, وهذه نعم اي امام حمد عبد الوهاب said that he said that or he was asked about what has been transmitted from al-imam Safarini in his book Lawami al-Anwar in value 1 page 100 400. he said about this, the interpretation of this hadith of Anas, that the tawbah is prevented from the one who is still with or still insisting to continue on bid'ah. He said that he is not going to be given the ease to reach, or he's not going to be guided for repentance, meaning from this bid'ah. والمعنى أنه لا يوفق لتوبة من هذه البدعه وكما تقدم as it was said أنه لا يرى أنه على يعني على بدعة وضلالة وإنما يرى أنه يتقرب إلى الله بهذا العمل. That is not going to be shown that he is of a misguidance, but he is going to see that he is up on the righteousness, that's why he doesn't want to leave it. قال الإمام أحمد قلت وهذا هو المعنى لما جاء بذلك من الحديث. يعني الإمام أحمد يؤيد ما ذهب إليه الإمام السفاريني بأن صاحب البدعة لا يوفق للتوبة والرجوع من بدعته، بل يرى أنه أكمل الناس في هذا يعني في اتباع السنة. But he finds that he is the best in following the Sunnah. قال وهذه سنة الله جل وعلا في من ضل عن الطريق ابتلاء منه. And this is the way of Allah in dealing with those who missed the way as a ibtila or a trial from Allah Ta'ala to them. ما معنى هنا الابتلاء وكيف الخلاص من هذا البلاء؟ What is the meaning of ابتلاء here and what is the way to get rid of this? معنى الابتلاء أي الاختبار، هل هذا الإنسان سيسأل الله عز وجل الهداية أم لا، التي هي الطريق الأوحد للخلاص من البدع. It means that Allah Ta'ala is tasting this person who committed a bid'ah to see if he is going to refer his matter back to Allah in order that Allah Ta'ala guides him to the best way, or he is going to continue on what he is upon and he doesn't even think of that he might be wrong. والمخلص من ذلك واللجوء إلى الله عز وجل بصدق. And what can be the matter of freeing oneself from this is to refer يعني his matter back to Allah عز وجل. كما كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ويفعل. عزيز صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do and say فقد كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام ليصلي من الليل يستفتح بقوله عز وجل بقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم used whenever he used to stand for night prayers used to say يعني كدعاء الاستفتاح. As the dua of istiftah is to say Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il, وميكائيل وإسرافيل فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة، أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون، اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. حديث رواه مسلم في صحيحه، ليس حديث which is reported by إمام مسلم in الصحيح. So that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to open his night prayer by this supplication: O Allah, the Lord of Jibra'il, Mika'il, Israfil, and Israfil, فاطر السماوات والأرض, you the one who created the heavens and earth for me, يعني, without any previous example. عالم الغيب والشهادة, you the one who knows the seen and the unseen and the seen. أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. You're the one who's going to judge between your slaves and what they differ each other from. اهدني لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك. Guide me to what been differed on or disputed on or opposed on from the حق, the truth. Guide me to the truth that the people have different opinions on. إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Whether you guide whom you will to the right path. فرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يسأل ربه هذا الأمر الهداية المختلفة فيه من الحق. He صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask Allah تعالى his Lord this deferred on of the truth. فإذا سأل الإنسان ربه أن يهديه وهداه, as if the person asks his Lord to guide him, Allah will guide him. لكن عندما يتكبر هذا الإنسان, but when this person disdains to ask his Lord, هنا تحصل المشكلة والكارثة. قال الإمام أحمد, قال الإمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى, وهذه سنة الله جل وعلا في من ضل عن الطريق ابتلاء منه, وحكمه بحكمة وعدل, كما قال تعالى, and he said that this is the ruling of Allah تعالى in regard to those who took a different way from the way of which He, Allah Ta'ala, have clarified for them through His messengers. قال تعالى في قلوبهم, قال تعالى, فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. فلما زاغوا, إذن هم في البداية زاغوا, هم في البداية زاغوا, فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. So when they turned away from the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala turned their hearts away from the right path. And Allah guides not the people who are fasiqeen, the rebellious and disobedient to Allah. Disobedient to Allah. كما في هذه الآية من سورة الصف, هذه this ayah in Surah Al-Saff. Ayah رقم 5, ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Saff. وقال تعالى في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يشقون. لأنهم أي هؤلاء القوم المنافقون امتلأت قلوبهم بمرض الشبهة والشهوة عياذا بالله، امتلأت قلوبهم بمرض الشهوة والشبهة لذلك قال الله عز وجل and that's because their hearts are and were full of doubts and desires and that's why Allah Ta'ala said في قلوبهم مرض في قلوبهم مرض and their hearts a disease of doubts and hypocrisy والله فزادهم الله مرضا and Allah has increased that disease, their disease. إذن فهذا المرض and painful torment as prepared for them. For that they were lying. وهذا كما جاء في هذه الآية من سورة البقرة الآية 10 and this is as has been mentioned in this ayah number 10 of سورة البقرة. لذلك ينبغي على الإنسان أن يبادر إلى التوبة والإنابة والرجوع إلى الله عز وجل بصدق. That's why man has to return back to Allah in honesty and with no delay as fast as he can immediately. Once he finds himself on the wrong way, قال رحمه الله تعالى وقال تعالى كما في آية الأنعام الآية 110 أن هي الله تعالى سيرا عند آية سورة الأنعام آية 110 ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون ونقلب أفئدتهم يعني قلوبهم والقلوب بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن يقلبه ما يقلبها كيف يشاء. الله تعالى said and we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance as they refused to believe their end for the first time and we shall leave them and their trespass to wander blindly. So Allah Ta'ala turned their hearts. As he sallallahu كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عند مسلم في الصحيح إن قلوب بني آدم كلها بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن كقلب واحد. نس حديث أبو هريرة وجزء إمام مسلم في صلى الله عليه وسلم said the hearts of the children of Adam all are in between two fingers of the fingers of Ar-Rahman. He turns them as if they are all one heart. وقال أيضا في صحيح مسلم من حديث عائشة رضي الله عنها, and he also said as in صحيح مسلم in the حديث of عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر أن يقول يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. She said that he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say often, oh Allah, you're the one who turns the hearts, so stable my heart upon your deen. I mean, the one that he, Allah Ta'ala, choose for him and send down for him. فتقول عائشة رضي الله عنها, and then Aisha says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, she says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إنك تكثر أن تدعو بهذا الدعاء. You often invoke by this supplication. فهل تخاف? Do you fear? فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام وما يؤمنني يا عائشة. He said, oh عائشة, what can make me not to fear? What can make me feel safe? وقلوب العباد بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن, while the hearts of the slaves are in between two fingers of the fingers of الرحمن. إذا أراد أن يقلب قلب عبد قلب إذا أراد أن يقلب قلب عبد قلبه. If he Allah Ta'ala wills to turn the heart of a slave, he will turn it immediately. إذا لا بد من سؤال الله عز وجل الهداية. ثم قال ومنها قوله تعالى, and he said, and from these ayat and rules is the saying of Allah تعالى كما في آية سورة مريم الآية 75, as in the ayah of سورة مريم ayah 75, قل من كان في الضلالة فليمدد له الرحمن مدا. Say, O Muhammad, whosoever is in error and misguidance, then the most gracious Allah Ta'ala will extend the robe to him until when? حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا وأضعف جندا. Until when they see that which they were promised, either the torment or honor, the torment on or the hour, sa'ah, they will come to know who is worst in position and who is weaker in forces. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى said, ولهذا قال طائفة من السلف منهم الثوري رحمه الله تعالى, البدعة أحب إلى إبليس من المعصية, لأن المعصية يتاب منها والبدعة لا يتاب منها. He رحمه الله تعالى said that And that's why, يعني شيخ الإسلام تيمية said, and that's why some of the Salaf said, and from them was Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, the innovation is more beloved to the to Iblis from the disobedience. Because the disobedience, people repent from it. But, and this is because they feel guilty, and wrong, and mistaken. But, as for the bid'ah, they don't repent from it, because people think that they are worshipping Allah with it. قال الشيخ الإسلام محمد عبد الوهاب وهذا معنى ما روي عن طائفة أنهم قالوا إن الله حجب التوبة عن كل صاحب بدعة بمعنى أنه لا يتوب منها لأنه يحسب أنه على هدى ولو تاب لتاب الله عليه كما تاب على الكافر. إمام محمد عبد الوهاب said and that's why and this meaning also was reported from number of the scholars that they said that really Allah have prevented the tawbah, the repentance from every person who is upon an innovation, a bid'ah. By the meaning that he, Allah Ta'ala, does not accept his repentance, or he, Allah Ta'ala, does not guide him to repentance. Simply because this person thinks that he is upon guidance. So whomsoever going to bring him the guidance, he would not accept it, saying that he is upon guidance. Now, as if he repented, Allah Ta'ala would accept his repentance, as he accepted it from the kafir when he repented and embraced Islam. Same thing with the one who is abun bid'ah. If he repents from this bid'ah and accept the sunnah, Allah will repent him and accept his yani return. ومن قال لا يقبل توبة مبتدع مطلقة فقد غلط غلطا منكرا. He said, and whoever said that Allah Ta'ala does not accept a repentance, the absolute repentance from a mubtadi', from a person of innovation, then he has done a major mistake. Mistake in understanding, not a sin, but a mistake. يعني يقول أن صاحب البدعة ليست تحجب عنه التوبة من الزنا والسرقة وكذا, ولكن تحجب فقط من من ال البدعة نفسها, أو أن مراده or the meaning that or that he means مطلقة, يعني أنه حتى وإن قصد التوبة لا تقبل منه, لا هذا غير مراد. Or maybe it means that the ones who said that the innovator, even if he wants to repent from his innovation, it is not going to be accepted. Which is not possible to be meant by the hadith. نعم. وهذا هو الأقرب الصواب, أن توبته من ذنوبه البدعة وغيرها لا تقبل حتى يدع البدعة, لأن البدعة مانع. And this is the proper opinion, that the innovator's repentance from the sins that he is committing is not going to be accepted, because there is a barrier or a preventer from it to go to be elevated to Allah, which is the bid'ah, the existence of the bid'ah. But if he repents from the bid'ah, his repentance from bid'ah would be accepted, as well as the repentance of all the other sins. ومن قال ما أذن الله لصاحب بدعة في توبة فمعناه ما دام مبتدعا يراها حسنة لا يتوب منها. He said, and who said? And some said that Allah Ta'ala does not permit the one who is Abun Bid'ah to repent. The meaning of this is as long as he is yani continuing on this Bid'ah and he thinks and he sees and finds that it is something good and he doesn't repent from it. فَأَمَّا إِذَا أَرَاهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنَّا قَبِيحَ فَإِنَّهُ يَتُوبُ مِنَا كَمَا يَرَى الْكَافِرُ أَنَّهُ عَلَى ضَلَالٍ. As for the, as if Allah Ta'ala shown him that it is very bad, he would repent, of course, as when the kafir, disbeliever, finds that he is upon a misguidance. So he will, once he finds that, if he is seeking the truth, he will come back to the haqq, to the truth. وَإِلَّا فَمَعْلُومٌ أَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِمَّنْ كَانَ عَلَى بِدْعَةٍ تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ ضَلَالُهَا وتاب الله عليه منها. Otherwise, it is well known that there were people, there were many people who were upon bid'ah, and as when they knew that it is bid'ah, they left it and they repented from it, and Allah Ta'ala guided them to the haqq and accepted their repentance. And this is a number that no one, and Allah Ta'ala alone, can know it. Number of people who repented from their bid'ah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.